Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Times are hard, you're afraid.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about continuing our visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Sarah, tell us about your family-owned business.
Second generation, and we are still believers in print. We are digital as well. We have a brand new podcast channel, actually, Bottom Line Advocator Podcast, where I interview top experts. I'm not as good an interviewer as you are, but
that's not true.
Get you on it, though.
I know. I'm going to argue with you about whether you're a good interviewer. I'm just going to tell you that I'm brokenhearted. I haven't been on your podcast.
Well, I got to practice a little before I'm ready.
Oh, bully.
But we're on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Very excited about it.
Whatever Sarah's doing, folks, you want to know about it. You want to hang out with her. I promise you. You'll thank me later. All right. We're talking about some of the things that they publish in their publication, folks, in her blog, in the bi-monthly publication. They're outstanding. So one of the things that you reported this week was on some things that we need to know financially, some key things, some key terms. We not only need to know the term, but what's behind the term, what they mean, and what they mean to you, right?
Well, we all get sloppy in our lives. So we're so busy running around chasing after whatever it is we got to do, we don't take that moment to do kind of a basic check-in on our finances, right? You're trying to pay your bills, whatever it is. So there are basic things that we just neglect and never take a pause to get that snapshot of our financial health. And it's super basic. Absolutely. What's your net worth, right? What are all your assets minus your liabilities?
Mm-hmm.
How much house worth? What's in your bank account?
And if you're trying to get a loan, if you're trying to get a business loan from a bank, and they start talking about net worth, and you got no clue, then you're already in the negative column with the bank. They expect you to know what your net worth is.
Right. You got to know your home equity. Like, what's the value of your house? Are you underwater? You know, the current value minus mortgage. There are websites out there, Zillow, Trulia. Just Google your street address. And you'll find websites that'll give you what their current market value is,
mm-hmm.
approximately
mm-hmm.
what it is. Now, two that are really important, I think, for people to know, their market salary. So if you're not a business owner, like, how much are you worth on the open market? Right? It's just a good gauge to know. Are you being overpaid, underpaid? Like, not that you don't love where you are, but it's good to know how you're doing relative to benchmarks. There's a website, salary.com, which can give you that information.
Hmm. It might hurt your feelings, too, by the way. But be prepared. Be prepared.
Afraid to say this, because what if people go out there and realize that I'm not paying them?
The thing. I recommend small business owners not go there because it will hurt your feelings.
They're all under. When you
see how poorly you're paying yourself, I encourage you not to go there. Go ahead, Sarah.
Don't forget, though. I mean, so, yes, look at the numbers. In that case, there's so much else that you get out of the value of the choices
mm-hmm.
that you make. It's not all just about money, right? And then the other really important thing that people don't take the time to do is to be sure that they've got an emergency fund. And what's the balance in that emergency fund?
Mm-hmm. A rainy day fund.
Yeah, you should always have a minimum of 3 months of cash flow. Now, if you don't know what money you need, if you haven't done these other things to manage your budget, know what money's coming in and what you're owing, you can't have that 3 months. So
mm-hmm.
take a few minutes. Make sure that, you know, see what you need for three months.
And take time to build it up. And see, think of yourself like, you know, like you're self-insuring to a degree. And so even if it's just $10 a month, stick $10 a month in there. And, you know, and if it might take you 3 years to build up a 3 month rainy day fund. But just get started. Just stick it over there and forget about it.
Exactly. Then ignore it. Now, the one caveat I'll say, the older you are, Sarah's theory of life, you need a longer rainy day fund because the more senior you are at work, if you're out of a job, the longer it takes new job.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, a little bit older, and I'm saying retirement age, but, you know, when you're in your prime earning years, it's going to take potentially 6 months to get a new mm-hmm. job. Right? So you might you might want a longer fund, a deeper fund.
Another thing that will help you get your emergency fund going, as this article mentions, is know what your credit card balances are and your interest rates. You could be your rainy day fund could be funded by not having to pay the interest you're paying on the credit cards.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, you could do it. Hey, Sarah, I need a website. One more time, please.
BottomLineInc.com.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Sarah, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim, always.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, as you can tell. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.